just lost lots of money.
Oh, but that's okay. I am with you, with you.
Oh, man.
The poor Kevin just lost lots of money.
Oh, but that's okay. I am with you.
Here we go, come on, push it. Find the dip, find the dip. Here we go, come on, push it. Find the dip, find the dip. Here we go, come on, push it. Find the dip, find the dip. Here we go, come on, push it.
Oh my God, what's happening?
First of all this whining by Wall Street, it's making me sick. 140% of GameStop was short. GameStop was short. Short. You can't allow Wall Street to short 75% of a stock. Crush these companies into the dirt. Thousands of stocks into the dirt. Then when the individual makes money, everyone's an entrepreneur. I have a kid who bought a house. Paid $50,000 and bought a house. After decades of the short, you have to accept the fact that individual investors are playing the same game that you're playing and now you're losing.
Here we go. Come on. Push it. Find the dip. Find the dip. Here we go. Come on. Push it. Find the dip. Find the dip. Here we go. Come on. Push it. Find the dip. Find the dip. Here we go. Come on. Push it.
Oh my God. What's happening?
Here we go. Come on. Push it. Find the dip. Find the dip. Here we go. Come on. Push it. Push it. Push it. Find the dip. Here we go. Come on. Push it. Find the dip. Find the dip. Here we go. Come on. Push it.
Fix my mixer. March 25th, 2021. Hope everyone is having a great day today. A diamond in the hand, silver in the back. You know that this is the way. Together's apes are strong. Together, apes strong. Buy in the dip. Buy in the dip. I am heading to work today and I'm super late and I probably shouldn't be late, especially today because there's a special workshop that I have to be in. But I already had an appointment pre-planned and I forgot to put it on my calendar, you know, and I just remembered yesterday when I got a text message from them, so... You know, I may end up, I don't know, maybe I should just leave this as a short podcast and join that meeting late, just because I know it's an important meeting. And not only that, I take back everything I said these last couple of podcasts because I've been really frustrated, and I'm still frustrated because I've been putting in work for the last 4 years, and you know it hasn't really yielded me. You know, it's been a lot of work, and it's been decent. You know, it hasn't been great, but it's been bad enough to put me in a position where I almost feel obligated. You know, like I can't leave. Like I'm kind of trapped in that position. But your boy. So yesterday, I was. I was looking through my HR website and I noticed I got a 20% raise recently. So that basically is a game changer for me. That, you know, that is just enough money to alleviate a lot of stress. You know, it's basically going to be just enough to get me over that hump. And, you know, that's that's a lot, you know, more money, you know, in the big picture. I was even thinking, hey, what if I, like, you know, if I could find someone to help rent with me, I might be able to pay off my house in a couple years if I'm excruciatingly frugal. And at that point, you know, who's to say? Who cares? You know, I'm not really frugal right now, but I don't waste money on things that other people waste money on. But at the same time, I waste a lot of money on things that people wouldn't waste money on, you know. So, but one thing I can tell you is GameStop is not a waste of money, you know. They're saying they're everywhere in the news, you know. They're saying it's a $29 to $75 stock, you know, and it's kind of a stunt to drive the market down. I'm not going to sell at all. Just buy. If it goes down, just a better discount. Like, if you believe in GameStop as a long-term investment, you know, it doesn't mean you're gonna get rich overnight, you know, but just hold on to the stock. You know, they have they're not losing money. You know, when the pandemic started, GameStop reopened, it was one of the, like, busiest place I've been, you know. It was crazy because it was like during the pandemic and everyone had their masks and everything, but it was super crowded, you know, and it was just kind of ironic because people are getting games so they can get, because they're alone, you know, so, and, you know, and but putting them in a situation where they're not really isolated anymore, you know. And I remember at that time, you know, I was going through isolation for a really long time. And it wasn't until going to places like GameStop where I just started seeing crowds of people again, you know. And GameStop isn't, you know, I don't know if, you know, it would seem as if it would be the next GameStop, next Fry's, whatever, you know, it would seem like it. However, they are transforming the company. It's not, you know, companies live for a long time, you know. Chef Boyardee, holy crap, like, he sold out of his company, you know, during the Great Depression. And, you know, the company lives on. You know, it's not owned by him anymore, but, and he's long passed away. But the company lived on, you know, and that's what's going to happen with GameStop, because it's a good company. It has a lot of nostalgia for a lot of, you know, 15 or maybe, let's just say 7 or let's say 5 to 40 year olds. There's a lot of nostalgia behind it, you know. We're not going to let this stock die. Blockbuster was different because Netflix was so revolutionary, so game-changing, that it was bound to happen. But GameStop is in a position where they aren't really losing money. They haven't really been losing money. You know, they're, I forgot the term for it, but they're selling off dying locations, you know, getting rid of leases. And they're going more e-commerce. You know, they might acquire some companies, might acquire some data centers. What if they buy Valve? What if they buy Nvidia? You know, what if they, like, you know, like, anything is possible. You know, they could really, you know, I know that maybe there's a hostile takeover going on, but, you know, who cares? Like, it's it's more proof that this company is going to blow up because a lot of billionaires believe in it, you know, and it's too bad that Michael Jordan's going to lose so much money for betting against it. But, you know, I bought a lot of Jordans over the years, so it's a little gift back to the people on the actual streets, because, you know, I think that Michael Jordan likes hedge funders more than he does the average Joe. I just have a feeling, like, with the way he presents himself. And don't get me wrong, I love him as a player. He's the GOAT. But, yeah. Hold on, I'm thirsty. So, yeah, buying the dip. I don't know. I'm kind of grateful, and I don't know what was the catalyst to my pay raise, but I'm not complaining. I think this will happily... This is going to make me happy for the next 2 years, and... you know, whatever. Like, I got my DACA in the mail. Hopefully there's no issues with that. Hopefully I get approved. And I hope I can accumulate some fuck you money here by taking money from these hedge funders. These shorters, I don't know what you want to call them, but, you know, it's whatever. Just, I sold almost everything. I even took losses on some of my long-term investments that were down, just so I can invest more in GameStop. And that's how much I believe in it. And, you know, I was really spectacle. I had the opportunity to buy in at many different times, you know, and I was just stupid, you know, so whatever. Like, I'm in now, I'm in the red, so we'll see what happens. But regardless, it's fun, you know, it's fun. I'm excited to see what happens, you know, because I don't think Ryan Cohen would invest so much money into GameStop if he thought it was going to be a $29 stock. Like, I think he believes in GameStop more than he does on his in Chewy. And GameStop and Chewy is a $77 stock. So, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of shorts sells, or a lot of short stocks that are gonna, you know, are accumulating interest, and eventually they're gonna have to buy them back. And are you going to sell it at the low price? I know I'm not gonna sell it at the low price, you know. So we'll see what happens. And you know, I'm trying to tell my homies, you know, and they think I'm stupid, but, you know, I actually took the time to look into it. You know, getting off work late, and then just watching, researching, and looking into this whole scenario, and getting my two cents in, and trying to be as unbiased as possible. You know, and then when I looked at the numbers, I was in, so... I'm invested in pretty heavily with low stocks right at the moment, but that doesn't matter, you know. If you just sell one stock when the short squeeze happens, then it will be enough to improve your life immensely. So. That's what we're all hoping for. Hopefully, us dumb gorillas, you know what we're talking about, and are able to make something out of this.
Oh, gosh.
I just realized I'm so late. I'm so ass, though. So it's bittersweet today, because I'm super happy because it was late into my shift. Like, I was wrapping up for the day, and then I was like, damn, I did get a you know, so I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe I'm going to get a promotion, too. I don't know. It was just giving a raise. But, oh, man, this is giving me a headache because it's cognitive dissonance. I don't know. It's more of the same shit. Like, I'm selling my soul, you know, for more money, but it's all about emotions. It's all about smart investing, and we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. Let's see, 16 minutes. Anything else I want to talk about? Utah Jazz beat the Nets. Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving were all out. Kyrie Irving out for personal reasons, you know, and whatnot and so forth. So, I don't know. Why did they not play James Harden? Why didn't they play any other players? You know, I feel like it was they were holding back or something. They didn't want to lose to the Jazz right now, or they didn't want to, you know, do something that would affect the, they wouldn't want to do some, hold on, I'm like, late here. They didn't want to give up plays, right? And that reminds me, I got some tickets with a homie to go to a Jazz game, so that's going to be fun. $15 a piece. Maybe I should have bought AMC instead. You know, but that's what life's all about. It's about having fun, so if that means going to a Jazz game every once in a while and dipping into your savings, then that's what it's gonna be. But anyways, I'm here at my beautiful job in trouble, so we'll see what happens. I hope you guys have a great day.